हरे कृष्णा। स्पिरिचुअल सरेंडर इज नॉट एन एडमिशन ऑफ डिफीट, इट इज अ व्हीकल टू विक्ट्री। नॉर्मली द वर्ड सरेंडर हैज स्ट्रॉन्ग नेगेटिव कॉनोटेशंस। सो द स्टैंडर्ड इमेजरी इज इफ अ पर्सन इज डिफीटेड और पर्सन इज कैप्चर्ड एंड समबडी पॉइंट्स अ गन एट देम एंड इज हैंड्स अप, सरेंडर। सो this is, surrender is often seen as an admission of defeat, and that's why we resent the idea of surrendering to anyone. Now in spiritual circles the concept of surrender is very different. Of course this concept of surrender as an admission of one's powerlessness and an admission of one's defeat, that also applies, but that is not the only application. This evolve, that surrender occurs at multiple levels. If we see in the Bhagavad Gita, at its start, when Arjuna is faced with an ethical dilemma for which he finds no solution, at that time he surrenders. So, in 2.7 he says, Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava pruchhami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha yashreyasyan nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyaste ham shadi mam tvam prapannam. So he says, Shishyastipam, I become your disciple, Prapannam, I surrender to you. And the previous verse said, I don't know what to do. So please tell me about what is dharma. So here, surrender is an admission of ignorance. We could say in a sense, it's an admission of defeat. But that is not the only conception of surrender. Krishna says later, in the middle of the Bhagavad Gita, in 7.14, he states, Daivi yesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante. Mayame tam tarantite. So he says, those who surrender to me, they will cross over illusion. So here, surrender is shown as a means to overcome illusion. So surrender is not just something negative, but it is positive. That actually, by surrender, one will be able to overcome illusion. So we are fighting against illusion. So when we see ourselves and God as antagonistic, then we may feel, oh, why should I surrender? Because we feel that God is the opponent and I am being defeated by God. I am admitting defeat to God. And we may see it as defeat. But if the Bhagavad Gita, if we let the Bhagavad Gita redefine our conception of what the battle is about, we are not fighting against God. We are actually fighting against illusion. The illusion that makes us think that God is against us or that we have to be against God in order to be happy. So that our pleasure works at cross purpose with God, with God's definition of pleasure. This is an illusion. And if you understand that my fight is against that illusion, then when we fight, then we understand that actually God is not my opponent. God is on my side. God is my key to victory. By surrendering to Him, I will win. So we are fighting against illusion, and God is the person by surrendering to whom we will be able to overcome illusion. So here we see surrender not negatively as admission of defeat or admission of powerlessness. We see surrender as the vehicle to victory. That by surrender we will be able to go beyond illusion and attain victory. And at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Sarvadharman prityajya mamekam sharanam braja, surrender to me. And Arjuna also responds in 18.73 by saying that, Karishye vachanam tava, I will surrender to you. And what happens by that surrender? That is told at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shreer Vijayo Bhuti Dhruvani Tirmatirmama. It said, when Arjuna surrenders to Krishna, he attains victory. So when we redefine our conception of surrender by redefining who we are fighting against, then we can remove the resentment for surrendering that is there in our heart. And with this positive vision of surrender, we can surrender wholeheartedly and attain victory over illusion and become united with Krishna in devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.